It's 6 o'clock. I'm Joe Cadott. A jury convicts Frazier Glenn Miller of capital murder, among other charges, for the slaying of three people at Overland Park Jewish sites in April of 2014. Miller, a self-described white supremacist, rambled about his views on race after the verdict was read today. Here's a glimpse inside the courtroom.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of capital murder as charged in Camp 1.
But that lady just saying, she got.
A man who was caught plotting to bomb the former Mid-Continent Airport in December of 2013 was sentenced to 20 years in prison today. Terry Lowen apologized to his family in court for the problems he caused their lives. Lowen's wife was later seen waving off reporters outside the courthouse. Former Deputy Chief Terry Moses wants to get rid of an us-versus-them mentality between police and citizens and within the department. She says it comes down to how officers are treated.
In terms of discipline, I'm always in favor of coaching and mentoring. Let's learn from our mistakes. Let's don't do them again. Let's see how we respond from a mistake rather than focusing on the discipline for a mistake.
KFDI will have a reporter at the public meeting at Century 2 tonight between her and candidate Joel Fitzgerald vying for the chief of Wichita Police position. Texas authorities say they have no motive for what they're calling an unprovoked fatal attack of a uniformed sheriff's deputy who had been gassing up his vehicle on Friday. More news online at KFDI.com.